Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Damon Martin, the director of cross country and track and field for Adams State University. Coach, it's good to see you again. How's everything going?
Yeah, it's going great, Chris. Looks like it's a nice day outside, and it's going to be a beautiful day to go out for a run.
Been getting a little bit of nice little rain. We need that rain, Coach.
Yeah, I think it's really good for the Valley. I think all Valley people really appreciate when we get the rain, you know.
Well, your team and your team is always running along the banks of the Rio Grande. Always, right? You see that.
Yeah, we run there quite often. Almost every day we take that trail to get to another one or to a road or whatever. So we're running along it every day.
So you see that drying riverbed. You see, and you can probably through the decades as you've been here, as you've coached Adams State and you've become known on those trails, you probably can detect the changing system there on the Rio Grande and the drying of the Rio Grande.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I would say probably been on that trail 4 or 5 days a week, probably for the last 40 years.
Wow. So math on that, Coach.
Yeah, seen quite a bit.
Yeah, you've seen it. You know, last week too, on talking about the Rio Grande and Alamosa, you had the Joe V. Hill Invitational at Cattails Golf. How did that go? How was that?
You know, we're really proud of that event this year, especially. We really wanted to make sure that it was a first class event. We did our very best to put on a show for all the people who came and participated, but all the fans that came out and watched. You know, it was a special one. It's the first one since Coach passed. And
what a turnout.
Yeah, we had probably, you know, we think probably roughly around 4,000 people that were out there at the golf course. I think that's by far the biggest we've ever had. Maybe we've had like maybe a little over 3,000 before.
Yeah.
There were over 1,400 competitors, and then with parents and coaches and
that's a great day.
There were quite a few people, and you know, we're just really proud of how it turned out. You know, we had Peggy V. Hill come back, and you know, she gave out all the awards. We introduced her and made a special presentation, gave her the bib number one and the ceremonial first medal. And that was a wonderful thing. And I really enjoyed having her back. It was good to visit with her and, you know, all the things that her father has meant to our program and to the meet. You know, it was our 32nd annual Joe I. V. Hill Open. And so really just, it turned out to be a great day. And, you know, I think everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I no doubt. I looked at the photos. I wasn't able to make that one, but we did have some people out there. And I, looking at all the photographs and all the faces of people, the familiar faces that show up and showed up for this one. And it really was kind of a reunion, too, in a lot of ways for the V. Hill family as she came back home. You know, they grew up here. And then you saw a lot of alumni and a lot of older people, a lot of older residents of Alamosa who are passionate about running and always have been and really following what you guys do over there at Adams State.
No, I'm really proud of our relationship with the San Luis Valley and Alamosa and the fans and, you know, so many people being in a small community, so many of the people have supported us over the years, whether it be coming out and cheering on the kids or financially and they're joining the Grizzly Club or whatever it may be. But we're very fortunate to live in a community that embraces running and I think really is proud of it. And I think that's been a great relationship, you know, and really proud of that.
I don't know how your runners, how your student athletes these days can, whether or not they can grasp Joe V. Hill just because, you know, he's not been around this program. You, on the other hand, are the face, the name of Adams State cross country because of you're the winningest coach in college athletics. Damon Martin is the winning. So it's really your program, Coach. It's been that way for quite a while. But nodding to Coach V. Hill, I don't know how your students, they get there? I don't know.
And I don't know if we... you know, the very first team meeting we had this season, I dedicated the season to him. And I told the kids about his history here.
Yeah.
And what he's meant to the university, what he's meant to Alamosa, what he's meant to the running world. I think people probably don't understand. But, you know, when he passed, a lot of the kids saw the social media outpouring of love and condolences. I mean, it was from around the world, Chris.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that, you know, a lot of those kids saw that. So they reached out right away.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, as time went on, every day I tell them a little bit, tell them a story or tell them a paradigm of maybe what some of the things that he did and how he transformed our program into what it is today. I think, you know, and then maybe I'm a little bit of that also, you know, his success probably also, you know, he was my mentor. And I think probably having the opportunity for me to be able to teach them is a reflection of some of what he gave me. And so I think that was probably a thing that I really tried to transpire into them. And I think they get it, and they're really proud of what he meant to our program. And you know, I think they're excited to dedicate the season to him as well.
Yeah, that's I was wondering about that and how you brought that up to the team or handled that with the team, because to your point, there was a lot of response to Coach's death.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the New York Times, I thought, I don't know if you read that one. That was an amazing obit that they ran in. And, you know, Coach, you'll get an obit in the New York Times. I won't get an obit in the New York. Only the best, only the most famous, the most, those that really make a record get an obituary in the New York Times. Coach Vigil did that. Someday, Coach, you'll be there because you're at that level. But that just the whole remembrance of that period of time has been really nice to see.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, when still today, as I speak about Coach, you know, I get teary-eyed a little bit and thinking of moments and the opportunities that I won't have, you know, in the future. But I was so blessed to be able to be around him and learn
Well, you have to say, Coach, you are amazing in how you've continued that torch of remembering Coach and then the flame of Adams State cross country track and field and taken that to a new level, Coach Martin has. So credit to you for continuing the V Hill legacy, for continuing to allow us to remember him and what he contributed, but then in rising above that and taking everything to a whole new level, Coach Damon Martin winning as coach in college athletics. Let's talk about this year's team, because you have some really nice runners coming back. I'm going to start with the men's team, because that's a team that's continuing to grow, it seems like, with the runners you have coming back. And we've seen them competitive the last couple of years. I'm wondering where you see your men's team. You have, is it Kidis? I'm sorry, I mispronounced his name.
Okay.
Begashan, Julian Campos, two All-Americans that come back from last year. You have others, that men's team.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the men's team. We have a great nucleus of veterans coming back, and I think probably over the last year, the year and a half, they've really grown up. I think, you know, last year when we had Ramah, during the cross country season, he was kind of out in front of all the crew. And I think sometimes some of those boys were working hard, but they weren't maybe putting themselves as close to him as I would have liked. And they have really elevated their game over this last year. And so a lot of those guys are, you know, not only wanting to be maybe the number one runner or whatever, but they're taking the leadership role of leading practice and running a little faster. And they've done their due diligence this summer with doing their training. You know, they ran 80 to 100 miles a week all summer. And so they've really put themselves in a really good spot to make a big impact this year. And so I'm certainly excited. I definitely think we're one of the programs that can finish in the top three and have a legitimate shot at maybe winning this year. And so I think a bigger goal for us right now is to just chase excellence every day and get a little bit better every day. And if we do that, then we'll be in the position that we need to be at the end.
Well, they definitely, you know, watching them last year, not just in the cross country season, but then in indoor track and outdoor track, and you can see the fire on the track, coach, of these runners. You can see the competitiveness of them and them pushing them. You can see that. And you can, you know athletes better than I do, but I've watched athletes a long time, and you can tell when you have a collection of young student athletes who see a common goal and are pushing. And I would say that's what your men's team is right now. They're really pushing each other.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we tried to talk to them about this last year is maybe redefining what is fast. And what does that mean? You know, a lot of times they reserve, you know, when you're thinking about running as an athlete, a lot of times you think, well, if I could run this time, that would be fast. You know, like if I could break 4 minutes in the mile, or if I could run sub 13:30 in the 5K, that would be fast. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is redefine what is fast, and maybe say, hey, that's not fast anymore. This is fast. And so, you know, getting them to buy into that concept, do enough work to make that happen, and believe that they're good enough to make that happen for them is part of the process of what we're trying to do. I think you kind of have to have a little bit belief in that to work hard enough to make it happen. If, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to work hard if they're not going to get paid.
And so right.
If they know they're going to get paid, then they'll work really, really hard. So we're trying to get that process mentally through them.
You're going to take the men's team and the women's team. We're going to talk about the women's team. And I want to mention this race coming up that you're going to September 27th. You're going to Kenosha, Wisconsin for a meet there. That's the site of the Division II Cross Country Championships, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Explain that course, why you're going there on September 27th to test the course, and then you'll be back later in the fall for the NC2A Division II Championships.
Well, we have a long history at Kenosha, Wisconsin. I competed there when I was an athlete, when I ran back in Arkansas, and the NAI National Meet used to be there all the time. And I counted it up, I think yesterday, we won 14 national titles on that my very first national championship as a coach was there. And so it's kind of a special place to the coaching staff, you know, and it's a hilly course.
Yeah,
it's only made for cross country running and cross country skiing in the wintertime. And so being as hilly as it is and this and that, I felt like we really need to go and see it because these guys have never seen it. And I think that they'll prepare a little bit better for maybe the demands of the course when we get to nationals. I think if we only went there for nationals, I think they would be like a little intimidated, but I think we'll go and get our feet wet a little bit and experience it and make sure that we prepare well over the next month or half after that to do our best at the national meet.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to go take them to that course, because you're right. That's a tough, tough course, maybe tougher than the last couple of Division II courses I've seen Adam State run on. The other thing I wonder about, coach, how do you prepare for what could be winter in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is much different than where you've run some of the past Division II championships in some warm weather?
Yeah, I think it's also a thing. I don't know how cold it'll be when we go in a couple of weeks, but I know that that's the coldest place I've ever been in my life, that wind coming off of the Great Lake. And yeah. So, but definitely, I think that we'll get them mentally prepared, make sure we have the right equipment. I don't know. Maybe you remember the old movie Cool Runnings,
right,
where they had them training in the back of the maybe I'll have a treadmill put in a refrigerator and
hand out the gloves and, yeah, and the stocking caps, yeah, and the earmuffs and
we'll
run.
We'll reach into our bag of tricks and see what we can do.
Hey, we're going to keep talking to Coach Martin. We're going to talk about Adam State women when we come right back. We'll take a break. This is the Valley Pod.
Hey, everyone. This is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. Thursday night is Big Screen on the Green with a special showing of the movie Coco. This event is free. Head to the Richardson Hall lawn at 6 p.m. to enjoy. The Monta Vista Farmers Market is on Friday starting at 9 a.m. Friday evening at 6 p.m., join Hysteria Heartthrob for their release of the Air Issue. This party will be at the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op. Saturday morning, Alamos will have their Farmers Market starting at 8 a.m. It's a big day for the Grizzlies on Saturday as they burst their rival from the north. The tailgate will start at 4 p.m. on the practice field and the game starts at 6. Saturday evening at 6, the Spadefoot Story Slam is happening at the Narrow Gauge. This month's theme is Lessons. You can find details for these events and more at alamosacitizen.com. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week. Are you looking for funding to launch a community project, program, or event in Monta Vista? The Lore Foundation is here to help. Lore supports projects that are designed and led by locals like you. The best part, there are no complicated applications, time-consuming reports, or grant cycle deadlines. All it takes to start a funding request is a simple conversation. So reach out to the Monta Vista Community Officer, Yvette Atencio, at lorefoundation.org today and take the first steps towards turning your idea into a reality.
¿Estás buscando financiamiento para lanzar un proyecto, programa o evento comunitario en Monta Vista? La Fundación LOR, L-O-R, está aquí para ayudarte. LOR apoya proyectos que son diseñados y liderados por personas locales como tú. La mejor parte, no hay solicitudes complicadas, informes que consumen mucho tiempo, ni fechas límite de convocatorias. Todo lo que necesitas para iniciar una solicitud de financiamiento es una conversación sencilla. Así que, comunícate hoy mismo con la oficial comunitaria de Monta Vista, Yvette Atencio, en lorfoundation.org. LORFOUNDATION.ORG. Y da el primer paso para convertir tu idea en una realidad.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Adams State track and field coach, Adams State director of cross country, Damon Martin. The women's team, again, preseason favorites, Division II. I said, I really like watching Tristan Spence and Ava O'Connor run. I know those are two All-Americans that you have back, and I know you have more. I mean, that women's team just keeps producing, coach. But I really like Tristan Spence and Ava O'Connor, just the way they run.
Tristan really started to come into her own last year, and I think in cross country learned a lot. Had an okay, I think, national meet, and then she got a little banged up right maybe the week before indoor nationals and couldn't run for a week, and then she, without running, she went out and raced and finished second. And then when we came to the outdoor meet, she just she was so excited and put together a few good weeks of really good training, and she just dominated the national outdoor meet. She won by 10-15 seconds, I think. Ran one of the fastest times ever run on Colorado soil, and so I'm just really proud of her. You know, she's a Colorado girl. She's from Grand Junction, and really proud for her to have made that improvement. She's young, so she's still got 2 full years left.
What kind of growth have you seen from her just at the college level? Because, again, I've been watching her, and it just seems like you can tell the competitive nature. And, you know, at times she's maybe not at full strength, but when she is.
Oh, yeah. She's a very much a talented young lady. I could see it in high school. She was never a state champion, or I don't know. I doubt she was even top three in an event. But, boy, she's just – you could see it right away. When she has this fire in her eye and she puts together some good weeks of training, she's gonna be a force to be reckoned with. She's really light on her feet. She's a pretty runner to watch. Aesthetically, you know, I think that the way her foot strikes the ground and thing, you know, it's just a typical what you'd think of running. She's really good at that.
And then you bring Ava O'Connor, who's the RMAC defending RMAC champion at the women's level. I mean, there's another one, coach, who's fire.
Yeah, Ava has really developed over her career here and done a, you know, she ran a lot this summer. She ran in the European Championships. She ran in the World University Games for Ireland. So she had a lot of, so we're starting her a little slow. I don't know that she'll run this next meet. Just we're trying to build her mileage up, because she ran so much this summer, but, she's certainly, a great, great competitor. Great team member, and I think, you know, with those two girls, I think we'll have quite a 1-2 punch. We do have a new girl that has transferred from Iona, Clara Keane. Uh-huh. She's from Ireland, that is a talented young lady and has run very well. Opened up at the V-Hill and did a great job. I think probably the thing I'm really excited about the women is we have a lot of it's probably the first time ever I've had more newcomers than returners. We have about 20 girls out for cross country and 13 of them are new. And so I think that's kind of a new thing for me. And it's exciting, you know, I'm finding myself having to teach a little bit more and explain a little bit more, but that's refreshing. I love doing that. And so, to be able to teach the new young kids, and there's a lot of talent there. I think between, some of the freshmen, several of them were state champions and things in their respective states. And so
I look forward to watching this team again. And they run with, as you know, they run with a target on their back.
Yeah, I think it's kind of your birthright here at Adams State. You know, the women are the winningest Division II collegiate team of all teams. And so
four of the last five women's national cross country championships.
It's just kind of a thing, you know. I don't know how this year will turn out, but I do know that we have some great front runners. We got some great talent. It's young. They're exciting.
And the camaraderie of that team, of the women's teams over the, and again, it's been this way for a while, but I'm just kind of reflecting over the past few years as I've been watching them intently, and the camaraderie and the competitiveness, competition within the team is what I keep picking up as I talk to them, and they want to race against each other, and they want to, and they compete with each other. They run tight.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's part of it's, you know, the expectation from when they first signed with Adams State, they want to be a part of that legacy. And kids, they don't want to come and be, they don't want to come and relive history. They want to make history, and they want to put their stamp on it. And so I think one of the things I've always tried to do with the women is that when I first started, you know, it just didn't seem like it was as intense of a competition sometimes with the women's races as the men's. And I've always told the girls, you guys are just as competitive. You need to bring your A game. You need to. And so they really take great pride in being competitive. And you know, when they come here, a lot of times they're under the microscope, you know, everybody around the country knows who we signed and that kind of thing. And so I think that really forges them to be a team and come together, because, you know, they can't do it individually. They have to be kind of together to make this team thing happen. So,
well, you can see the team concept playing out really well with both teams, but that women's team is really impressive to watch. And they run tight packs. They run as a group, and you can see that when they're out there competing, they run that way.
They really try.
Yeah. It's fun to watch them, but you know, there's a lot of competition out there. West Texas A&M is going to be there again. You've got the school in Michigan. I can't remember that. Grand Valley is going to be there again. I mean, this is a competitive division.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think probably one of the things when I look back over the last 35, 40 years, you know, Adams State's been a constant. And then a lot of those schools will come up for 5-10 years. Grand Valley has been really good now for probably 15 to 20 years. So there'll always be a program to watch out for.
Yeah. Hey, I look forward to seeing the rest of the cross country season unfold. I'm going to try to make it, or we're going to get someone there to Kenosha, Wisconsin, when their NC2A Division II championships are there. Adams State running for more national titles. Looks like you're competitive on the cross country track circuit again, Coach.
Yeah, I think, I'm just excited about the level at which they're competing. And I think that the bar is still high. And I think with the men, we need to get them over the hump. And we're doing our best to recruit the right people and work them hard and change the expectation for them. So I think this year might be the year that they can get it done.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing that, and thanks for coming in. Appreciate seeing you again.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod on our episode with Coach Damon Martin, Director of Track and Field, Director of Cross Country at Adams State. Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods. See you around the Valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen Podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.